Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft again with another video in this Building Websites with Microsoft Web Matrix video series. In this video, we're going to take a look at what to do with data once it's stored in a database. And one of the most common things that we want to do is display it in a grid of some kind. Well, luckily for us, Web Matrix and ASP.NET Web Pages has a built-in grid helper object, and we're going to use that in this video. So you'll note here that I've created a new table in the Contoso Karate database that we created in the previous two videos. Note here that I have a collection of fields set up, and I've added a few records. We have day of week, which is a numeric field. So if we have a look at the definition, we have day of week, which is a numeric field. Weekday, which is just the name of the day of the week. Now, I'm going to store both of these in the database. We could, if we wanted to, do some background logic so we only key on number, but I'm just trying to keep this as simple as possible. So this isn't perhaps a perfectly normalized database, but for the amount of data that we're going to be retrieving, this little bit of redundancy is not going to bother us. Start time for the class, end time for the class, description of the class, a restriction for the class, meaning who's allowed to attend, and then an integer called sort order. Now notice all the rest of these except for day of week and sort order are envarchars. Right, so description is 100 characters, start time and end time are 9 characters, day of week is 10, and restriction is 10. Okay, so that's what our database looks like, and we've named it class schedule. Now one of the things that we're going to want to do here is I'm going to want to use CSS styling to determine how my grid appears. So in order to do that, I'm going to go into my CSS folder called styles. And you'll note that if we look at layout, which is the one that we've been including, right, so if we drill down a little bit into our organization, just in case you haven't inspected this before, by default, in our site layout.cshtml file, we're including our styles from our styles folder, the layout.css file. And you'll note also we've got all of our jQuery stuff here. Now if we go into layout.css, you'll note that we're also importing some other CSS files, and one of them is tables. And since a grid ultimately uses a table under the covers, we're going to make our modifications in the table.css file. So if we go down to the bottom, we're going to add a few classes, and I'm just going to cut and paste so you don't have to watch me fat finger them all. But notice here, I've got a collection that I've set up for the grid. So grid, we have a header, and then for table header, a collection for hyperlinks, so link visited hover active, one for TDs inside the grid class, and one for alternating rows. Right, what you set those up to be in terms of the background value is irrelevant, your border styling, what have you. We're just going to add those so that we can use them when we use the grid helper. Now, the next thing that we need to do, I'm going to close all of those up. The next thing that we need to do is we're going to need a page to display the Karate School's class schedule. So to do that, I'm going to copy full width, so the full width.cshtml, and these are just files that we brought over from the original design. Right, so there's nothing special about them. I'm then going to do a paste, and let's rename the copy. Oops, that's not where I wanted to place it. So let's say cut. Actually, let's rename it first. So we'll rename it to be class schedule. Rename it, and then I'm going to put it where it really belongs, which is in my root folder, class schedule. Now in here, we've got a little bit of overlay. So first thing I'm going to do is just get rid of some of the residual markup from that demonstration file. So I'm going to get rid of the markup and the thumbnails. Now let's go ahead and run. All right, so here we go. We've got the basic layout of our page here, and in this, in the white spot, that's where our class display is going to go. Now, one thing that we do want to do is we want to add a menu item for the class schedule. So we can do that by going into our site layout.cshtml page, and you'll recall that this contains our menu links. So if we go down here and if we grab one of these, and in fact, rather than grab one of these, let's just change this full width one to be class schedule, and let's change the name, the ID from full width to schedule, and then here in class schedule, let's go and change our little bit of jQuery that we added to dynamically specify what menu item should be highlighted. And we didn't change the text, so let's go back and change the text from full width to class schedule. And save our layout and run the classschedule.cshtml page. And so you can see class schedule is highlighted. It's in the menu. Excellent. So hopefully, as we're starting to navigate here, you're getting a feel for, even though we're doing page-centric work and we're working with HTML and JavaScript markup, that once you sort of wrap your head around that paradigm, there's a real elegance to what you're able to do. So now what we need to do here, now that we've got the shell of our page in place, what we're now going to want to do is we're going to want to access our class schedule database and then display the class schedule records that are stored there. So let's start by saying var db equal database open, and the database that we're going to open is our Contoso Karate database. And then once we've opened it, we can say var select query string. So we're just creating a local variable to contain whatever our query string is going to be. And here we're just writing standard T-SQL. So we'll say select star from class schedule, which is the name of our table in the Contoso Karate database. And then we're going to say order by the day of the week. And sort order. And there are lots of different ways that we might have accomplished this. The reason that I've done this way is just for simplicity's sake. Day of the week is going to be 1 through 7. So 1 is Monday, 2 is Tuesday, etc. So we'll get the days of the week will sort naturally. But if we tried to sort on the start times, which are stored as alphanumeric characters, rather than having to swap them back and forth using daytime where it's not really necessary, that might be problematic. So then for each day, we're just letting the administrator specify what that day's class sort order are so that we can see how they'll appear, or we can determine how they'll appear in the grid view. Right? So next we need to actually execute that query. So we'll say var data equal db.query, and we're just going to pass in our select query string. And now we're going to create an instance of the grid, and we'll say var grid equal new web grid. Web grid is the name of the web matrix object, and we can use named parameters here. All right, so we're going to say the source is data. We're going to use a default sort order. Of weekday. Now, I'm just showing you a single example here of using the Grid Helper object. You want to explore it. It's quite powerful and highly configurable, so you want to explore the options, but we're just going to use it in the context of our sample application, and perhaps we'll explore some of the more detailed features that are available later on. Now, down here, let's add a place to display our grid. So the first thing I'm going to do is let's put a little header file in there and say current class schedule. Now, you'll recall here in site layout, let's find out if I have an H1. I do. So let's change that to your Contoso Karate. And the reason I'm doing that is, the reason I wanted to check this is that search engine indexers don't like it if you have two H1 tags on a page. So we just want to exercise good HTML coding practices that are SEO friendly. So we make that an H2, current class schedule. Now I'm just going to create a div, and I'm going to set its ID equal to grid. And one of the reasons I'm doing that is that I have ID-driven CSS classes, which I want to be able to pick up. So if I specify the ID of grid, that will happen. And now I'm going to close here. And now inside this div, we can start to specify our display. So here, I'm going to call grid. Now you'll recall we created an object instance of WebGrid that we named grid. So I'm programming against that object instance, and I'm going to say grid dot get HTML. And here I'm going to specify some of the detail I want to provide to the grid object. First, let's say table style equal grid. Now you'll recall that we added these styles to the table.css page. So these are what we're working against here. All right. So we've got grid, we've got head, we've got alt. You're going to see that we're programming against those styles, those style classes. So we're going to say table style equals grid, and header style equal head. We can specify the alternating row style. Alternating row style equals alt. And having done that, I can now specify what I want the columns to be. Right? And so I could just let the grid object do all this for me, but I want to very specifically control the details. So I can do that by specifying them specifically. So I can say columns, grid.columns. And here I can specify each of the columns that I'm interested in providing. So for example, I can say grid.column, weekday, the name of the field. And remember, we're case sensitive, so I want to make sure that my casing is correct in these method calls. And so we're going to specify the weekday column, and then I can say format, so I have detailed control over how things are going to get emitted. And I'm going to say we're going to be using code, but since I want some of it to be literal and some of it to be populated from variables, I'm going to need to use text enclosures. And then inside text I can say item, which is the item that we are currently retrieving. Right, so it iterates through the items that are returned in the data set. So I'm going to say item dot weekday. Right, so that's the weekday element or column from the current item in the collection that's returned. And that needs to be grid. Okay, now I'm going to do this for each of the columns that are in the database, just so you don't have to watch me fat finger through it. I'm going to pause the video and I'll be right back, having completed all of the repetitive coding steps. So here you can see I've added a column for time, a column for class, and a column for members. Now, one thing to note here is that the time column is an aggregate column. So I've said the header for the column in the grid is going to be time, but I'm retrieving the text from start time with a space, a dash, a space, and then the value of end time. Right? So what we get in the grid is the time is 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock or what have you. Right? And that's it. It's that easy. So, you know, one of the interesting things here is that the grid is powerful, but flexible. So I can do sort of clever things like this. I'm not limited by just the columns that are being retrieved. Really, I can be as creative with this grid as I want. Now, let's just go ahead and run and see what the grid looks like. So this is it. Notice here, this is the time, the aggregate field for the time. So this time is 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Here's the class description. Here is the class restriction. And you note that I'm able to skin this so that using the CSS classes, the table that is resultant from the grid helper object looks the way that I want it to look in the context of my page. And of course, I've got the class schedule menu item highlighted. So that's a jump start of getting started using the grid. Now, I want to really caution you. I've just used the grid this one way in the context of my page and my website. But you want to be really careful not to underestimate the power of the grid control. So the grid helper itself, it's probably not accurate to call it a control. It's a helper, and it emits industry standard HTML. But uses CSS, and I can manipulate the fields with JavaScript as I like. So don't just think of the grid helper as limited to the kind of functionality that I've showed you. Dig in and explore the kinds of things that you can do with the grid helper. It's super powerful.